Janings. Well, and also there was a Becky. She went through our Sunday school because I've always worked. I'll have next April, I'll have 60 years with my church as either not only anywhere that I am in any part of the country. I was over in Tennessee for about 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. This is, now don't record this. I'm just talking about this.
Okay.
2.5 years, and I taught I had class over there as a, you might say, church elected worker, one either superintendent or Sunday school class. I had 29 years for intermediates alone, 13 through 17.
Really?
No, through 13 through 17 at that time. It was 16-year-old they was, and then they'd finish high school, you know, going to college. And I'm real proud of that record. As Paul says in the Bible, I glory in the fact that the Lord allowed me to be that active. I am the second Mrs. And you see my home in here, I guess. It's in here.
And I didn't get that far.
No. And then there's my picture in the, from school.
Oh.
And a lot of things in here that, that's the reason I got this for you. There I am right there.
Is that you?
The federal insurance agent, Mr. Pollard. This is his wife, Marie Pollard.
Oh.
And Kathleen, I'll tell her I mentioned it. That's her niece here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have this lady still, Miss Seaman here. Now, this lady lived out in the country. She's older than I am.
Mm-hmm.
She lived out here just about a mile down this, used to be a country road. It's interstate now.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these people are still living that I know of. Oh, yes.
Oh, and this lady's still living.
Yeah, Miss Jess Seaman.
Mm-hmm.
And we have quite a few people that are here. Miss Jess Seaman.
Hmm.
And it speaks in here of the Mosley family.
Mm-hmm.
You're making notes on that, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
This Mosley family, here is the Mosley family.
Oh,
this
uh-huh.
is one of them. This is one of the Hargett boys.
Uh-huh.
There's just a lot of people that are still living.
Uh-huh. Well, that's
and this
really...
this young man here, Spurgeon Patterson, his widow is here in town.
Oh.
There's just a lot of people mm-hmm. in here. Could we kind of glance through this before we start?
Okay, sure.
And let me show you. I went to work in 1914. Now, there's a picture of the old Bible Courier.
Oh.
I thought maybe some of this might give you some dates.
Uh-huh.
When we moved here in 1907, now I can repeat all this because we moved here in 1907. We had bought from this man here, Dr. Shove. He was a doctor, but he says J.H. Shove, M.D. Please call and pay your medical bills.
Oh.
And we bought our home place, 205 South Franklin,
uh-huh.
from him.
Uh-huh.
Big old 7-room house. Oh, uh-huh. big old thing. And uh-huh. that's where we moved. We had 11 head of cattle and 4 loads of house furniture.
Oh. Did you really?
And I still have my old Singer sewing machine my mother bought when I was just, she didn't have me yet. I came 18th of July, 1901. I'm 73.
73?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wouldn't have
thought that. Most people tell me that.
I really wouldn't.
And so that's when we came here. And a little of this I put down. And this picture here, it shows some of the part of the town. This was the Joe Isaac store.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't look like anything here. And then we had an old furniture store here. And I went to work. And that was this building. It's Martin's Men's store on the left-hand
uh-huh.
side, going downtown,
uh-huh.
on going west,
mm-hmm.
and I worked there 11.5 years.
You did?
Yeah, I worked uptown all my life.
Oh,
here it is. Here's the Isaac store still there.
Uh-huh.
There's the dentist
uh-huh.
upstairs.
Uh-huh.
And now this is really what Bible looked like. It was just muddy mud hole.
Now when you came here,
mm-hmm.
more or less, that's
mm-hmm.
what it looked like.
Oh yeah, and they run a big campaign to build the People's Hospital out near
uh-huh.
what we call it's out 22nd Street out
uh-huh.
that way. These are some things
that's really interesting.
That